Welcome to the Real Estate Investors Marketing Toolkit, how to get a continuous supply of motivated sellers calling you. What we're going to cover is, we're going to talk about what marketing really is. We're going to go over signs, pre-foreclosures, direct mail, classified ads, business cards, yellow pages, flyers. We're going to talk about ant farms, what they are, how to get them attracting a lot of different motivated sellers and properties to you, how to get in good with realtors, how to do a radio ad properly. And everybody's going to leave here today with a marketing plan, a plan that you can go out and use, start tomorrow, to get motivated sellers calling you and continuously calling you for the rest of your career. Now, some of the days we're going to learn by doing. It's going to be interactive. We're going to do some role playing. I'm going to have you creating your own headlines. I'm going to have you creating marketing pieces. And we're also going to be creating our own marketing plans at the end. Our ultimate goal is to buy and sell houses. This is a picture of all the different properties that I've sold in the last 8 years. What is marketing? Well, first of all, let me tell you this. Without a continuous stream of prospects, even the best investor is going to go broke. All right? If you don't have your phone ringing, it doesn't matter what you know, you're not going to have any business. You're not going to be able to buy any houses. Marketing is the essential ingredient in any business. 50% of your day should be spent on marketing and where you're getting your next deal. And when you get so busy that you don't know what you're going to do with your next deal, then you wholesale. Because the mistake that a lot of people make is that they do a lot of marketing, they start getting deals coming in, then they stop their marketing. They get busy taking care of their deals, they sell their deals, next thing you know, they realize that they don't have anything cooking. And they got to start their marketing again. And then it's usually anywhere from 2 to 3 months before they close on another property. So they go from being feast or famine. Let me show you what Webster's definition of marketing is. Webster says, marketing, all business activities involved in the moving of goods from the producer to the consumer, including selling, advertising, and packaging. Here's my definition. Attracting qualified buyers or sellers to act in their best interest to use our product or service. Now, who are our buyers? Home buyers. Who are our sellers? Home sellers. Our products are our houses. And our services are our ability to buy people's properties and to relieve them from whatever situation that they happen to be in that they want to get out of. There's two types of prospecting. There's reactive prospecting and there's proactive prospecting. Reactive prospecting is waiting for things to come to you, waiting for things to happen. If you send out a bunch of different marketing to attract people to come in, that's proactive prospecting. Reactive prospecting is perhaps handing out some business cards and hoping that somebody's going to call you, or hanging around with some realtors and hoping they're going to call you with some deals. Now, proactive prospecting, that's the type of prospecting you want to do. 75% of your prospecting should be proactive, and that's what I'm going to teach you today. You should be doing different advertisements, you should be doing different direct mail campaigns, all geared towards people raising their hand and saying, yes, yes, Dave, I want to sell my house. So instead of you going out there searching them out, maybe calling FSBOs in the paper, they're actually calling you. Let me give you some statistics. It's going to take you about 75 calls on FSBOs in order to get one deal. That's you calling 75 different times. Now, let's turn that around. If you send out a 500-piece mailer, you should at least be getting 5 calls from that mailer. That's a 1% response. All right? So you've got 5 people calling you interested in selling their property instead of you sitting on the phone calling 75 people and getting hammered with no, 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 no. So the people that are calling you off of the campaigns that we're going to be working with today are motivated sellers. And that's what you're looking for. You're looking for motivated sellers. Now, here's a saying. It says, some people make things happen. Those are proactive prospectors. Some people wait for things to happen. Those are reactive prospectors. And some people wonder, what the heck happened? And those are reactive prospectors going out of business. Your main purpose in marketing, as I just stated, is to get motivated people to call you. There's 19 reasons why people are motivated. Number one, forced transfer. People get transferred from their jobs all the time, going from one area to another. Loss of a job. People who lose their jobs and don't have their income coming in can't afford to make their payments anymore, so they're motivated to sell. Perhaps someone's in a failing business. They went out on their own. They thought they were going to strike it rich. They didn't. And now they can't make their mortgage payments. Inherited property. There are a lot of people out there that inherit properties that don't want them. Number one, some of them are single family houses, and a lot of them are apartment houses. People that inherit apartment buildings, the first thing they do is they go to sell them because they're just not in that apartment game. Maybe they've outgrown the house. The house has gotten too big. The kids have moved away. Oh, no. The house has gotten too small. They've gotten more and more kids into their family. That's a motivated seller. Perhaps they've built a new house and now they're carrying two mortgages. And they need to sell this house in order to buy the next house. Maybe they want to move out of state and retire. A lot of people from up north, especially when they get older, don't like to go through the winters anymore. So they'll sell and they'll go down south. People in bankruptcy usually have stopped paying their mortgage. They're behind. They use bankruptcy to save themselves, and normally that's just for a limited time because basically what they have never done is establish the ability to manage their money properly. And the bankruptcy just prolongs the inevitable. Bank-owned properties. These are properties that the bank have already taken over and that they own. They foreclosed on. And they have in their inventory. Divorces. People that are getting divorces, usually what happens is they sell the asset because that's where most of the money is. And when they're splitting their assets in half, one usually has to sell so as to pay off the other one. Also, the one that's left living in the property, a lot of times can't make that payment without the other income coming in, so they sell as well. That brings us to can't afford the mortgage payments. But there are a number of reasons people get into properties and they can't afford those mortgage payments. Maybe they could afford them when they first get in. There's a lot of mortgages now that are getting people into houses and they really can't afford them from the get-go. So can't afford mortgage payments are the main reason why people actually sell. Death of a spouse. Failing health, somebody that has failing health, can't take care of the property anymore, there's a good motivated seller there. Someone with a major lawsuit pending, maybe looking to sell all their assets so they can hide their assets so in case they lose the lawsuit, they don't pay everything. A house that's too big. The kids have all gone. The house is too big now. They've got 3 bedrooms, they only use one. They've got an upstairs and a downstairs, they're getting older. They don't want to go up the stairs anymore. A lot of older people are selling their properties. And now there's a lot of people entering that 55 to 75 age group. You know, and people are living longer and longer these days as well with all the medical advances. People that want to move back home, people actually buy houses, realize that it is quite a commitment, quite a bit of responsibility. And they decide they don't want it. They sell and they just move back home, live with mom and dad. That's a phenomenon that's been happening for the last decade or so. Perhaps people get too owned to maintain their property. People that are in pre-foreclosure, that's before the bank takes it over. They're a great source for finding motivated sellers. And then you can always buy properties that have very little equity in them. So, as I said earlier, we must always be prospecting. Regardless of how many deals you've got in at any one time, always keep your marketing machine on. And as I said earlier, if you get so many deals in that you just don't know what to do with and you can't handle them and your company's not growing fast enough to handle the increase in work, wholesale the deals. Become a member of a local real estate investment club. Stand up there. Say, I've got this deal. I want $10,000 for it. There's $30,000 in equity. Who wants it? You're going to have a rush to the stage. So always be prospecting, because if you don't, and you shut off that buying machine, and you're doing some deals, once you get over those deals and you get that check, it's going to be a good 6 or 8 months before you get your next check because you haven't been marketing regularly. Now, there's four key components of a marketing plan. Number one, attract motivated sellers. Number two, screen out unmotivated sellers. Who wants to work with an unmotivated seller? And when you screen them, you want to screen them quickly. You want to get off the phone with an unmotivated seller, you know, 20 or 30 seconds into the deal. You definitely do not want to go out to a property where the seller is not motivated to sell you. So you want to screen them as much as you can. Before I get into a car to go anywhere, that seller is screened. That seller is ready to sign on the dotted line because I'm too busy. I get a lot of things going on. I want to know I get a deal. If they're wishy-washy and they're not sure about it, then I usually don't go out there unless there's a lot of equity in the property. There's got to be something in there that compels me to get into my car to go out to the property. Next thing you do is you set up the appointments and buy. We're going to go over screening, the four key questions that you want to ask any potential motivated seller when they call you, and they should be calling you a little bit later on in the program. And then follow up. Number four is follow up, follow up, follow up. Did I say number three, set up appointments and buy? Because basically you set up the appointment, go to the house, and buy the property. That's what you're there for. But number four is the follow-up. Did you know that there's a study done? Most people follow up just one time after they make contact with a potential seller. Most sales are done after the fourth contact. See, most of your competition is going in for the quick hit. They can't get it done. They get too busy. They don't follow up. But the average motivated seller sells after your fourth contract. You want to write that down. That's key. Follow up, follow up, follow up. We always say we're going to follow up till they buy or till they die, one or the other. Now, who knows what a seller's favorite radio station is, or anybody that has a service that they're looking to buy something, which basically they're buying your service. If they're selling their house, they're buying your service. It's WIIFM. That stands for What's in it for me? That's all they care about. They care about what's in it for them. They don't care about how big you are or how long you've been in business. Sure, that's going to help you out when you get to the property and you do a credibility kit, and we'll get into that. But they only want to know what's in it for them. How can you solve their problem? They don't care what's going on in your life. How can you solve their problem, and how can you solve it now? And how are they going to benefit? That's what you want to get across in all of your advertising. Then there's a formula that we use in every piece that we send out or every advertising that we do, whether it be classifieds, whether it be on our business cards, whether it be our signs. It's called AIDA, A-I-D-A. The A stands for attention. You want to get the people's attention. You got to pull them in somehow. You got to have them stop what they're doing and take notice of your ad or your sign or your letter. Then you've got to create interest. The I stands for interest. You've got to bring them in to your advertisement. You've got to keep them interested so they go right down along the copy or down along the script so you can give them desire. The D stands for desire. You've got to paint a picture in their mind. They got to want it. They got to want what you're having, what you're offering. And after you create desire, the last A is for action. You've got to show them how to take action. You've got to tell them what to do. People need to be told what to do at all times. So you should have what we call a call to action at the end of any advertising piece that goes out there. And basically it says, call me now. Not, I look forward to hearing from you. That's not a call to action. A call to action is, call me now at, or call Dave at 555-5555. ADA. Remember that. Write it down. You're going to use it in everything you do. All right, there's 12 ways to deliver your message. You can do it through classified ads. You can do it through signs. You can do it through flyers, yellow pages, direct mail, working with realtors, putting it on business cards, working with radio, television, trade shows, coupon mailers, press releases. I'm going to go over each one of those. The best type of marketing you can do is what's called direct response marketing. It's always easier when somebody calls you. Always. When you're doing direct response marketing, you're looking for a particular target. You want to figure out who, instead of doing what they call a shotgun approach, which you can do shotgun approach. Here's the difference between a target market and a shotgun approach. Say if I'm going after a particular zip code. Well, that would be actually a target market. Say if I just decided I was going to mail an entire town, all right, because I thought the town was a good opportunity. Well, that's a shotgun. I'm just taking that entire town, I'm creating a marketing piece, and I'm mailing out to it to see if anybody might be interested in selling their house. Now, if I want to do a target market, perhaps there's a certain zip code in that town that I want to be in, because in that zip code, that's where the multifamily properties are. Or, in that zip code, that's where there's a lot of bread and butter single-family houses. Houses that have three bedrooms, you know, that are ranches, two or three bedrooms. Ranch-style houses that people move into for first-time home buyers and then move out of when their family starts getting a little bit bigger or when they start making more money. So that's a target market. Another good target market would be, say, pre-foreclosures or the obituaries. And I know that sounds morbid, but I'm going to show you a little bit later in the program a great strategy for going after estate sales. And it just happens to be that you make contact through the obituaries. Your business depends on your ability to market. It should be 50% of your time should be spent on creating your next marketing piece, finding your next market, figuring a way to get your phone to keep ringing. Always be trying something new. What's working now is called your control. You always use your control and try new things until something else beats your control. The whole idea of marketing is do a lot of different things. And what will happen is a lot of little things will trickle in. So you're not just going after one thing. Now, a lot of people make the mistake by going after realtors and having the realtors bring in the deals. Hey, that's good. And I know some people that have made a lot of money just dealing with realtors. But when that market changes and the market starts going up and there's not as many great deals on there, well, the realtors aren't going to be the ones with the deals. The motivated sellers, the ones that haven't put their house on the market yet, the ones that are in trouble, they're the ones that are going to have the good deals in those particular markets. So if you're only dealing with one particular way of marketing and that market and that type of marketing doesn't work anymore, then you're going to get stuck. You're going to go for a time until you find something new without any new deals coming in. Or things are going to start getting slow, and if you don't start recognizing that they're getting slow and jump onto something else, then you're going to be in trouble. You won't be doing as much business. We've always been under the philosophy that do as many things as you can, let the deals trickle in. The things that are really working, we throw a lot more money at them, and we track everything. We track everything that we do to see what's working and what justifies us spending more money on it. Now, here's our philosophy. We're always learning. We're always trying new things to get more people, to get more deals. If something is new, we try it and it works, we keep using it. If it doesn't work, then we try to tweak it a little bit to make it work. And if we still can't make it work, what we'll do is we'll stop doing it, we'll toss it out, and we'll go and try something new again. So always be trying new things. You'll always have a control. You always want to beat your control. When you beat your control, still, listen, if it's making you money, if it's costing you less than the amount of money that it's bringing in, you just keep doing it. Keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it. And if you've got a certain advertising budget, then you allocate it towards the things that are bringing you in the most amount of profit.